Vice President Kwesimisa Arthur has pledged government's commitment to resourcing teachers to work in congenial environment. He said government in the past 4 years has channeled more resources into the education sector and will not relent in its efforts at enhancing the well-being of teachers. He was speaking at the World Teachers' Day being celebrated in Wa. Mr. Emisa Arthur said government has upgraded colleges of education to tertiary status and has set up a technical committee to migrate polytechnics to technical universities. He thanks the GS to develop a policy on distance learning so that teachers should not abandon the classroom in their quest to higher education. Vice President Emisa Arthur was worried about strikes and on the labor front, urged the teacher unions to use appropriate channels in addressing their grievances.
Government commits over 30% of the national budget to education, one of the highest in Africa. Now, Chairman, the quality of education is only achieved with a combination of variables of which the teacher is paramount. It is therefore our aim to resource teachers to work in a congenial and supportive environment to assist in the provision of quality education for our children. In the last 4 years, government's interventions in the educational sector have attempted to achieve quality education at all levels. These interventions include eliminating about 1,800 schools on the trees, the expansion of the school feeding program, the provision of nearly 1.6 million school uniforms, the Center for Democratic Governance for Democratic Development, CDD, estimates the average teacher absentee rate at 27%. Its quota towards the welfare of teachers, because the 30% of the national budget that is going to education is going substantially to improve the welfare of teachers. We also expect reciprocity for you, by you, by working hard, taking the lead for quality education.
You heard Vice President Kwesimisa Arthur. Meanwhile, the Minister of Education, Professor Jenano Pukwajman, has challenged the teachers to be agents of change and channel their efforts in developing principles that will enhance their competencies. She said teacher education curricula will be reoriented towards development and assessment of both new and existing teachers.
Teachers are to be seen as the agents for change. It begins with the teacher's own self-confidence and the respect that the teacher has for this chosen profession. I propose that we become active agents in the development of a framework of fundamental principles related to competencies that are required by teachers in the 21st century in a world that is profoundly changing and which takes into account the different dimensions of the teaching profession. The subject matter to be taught, pedagogy and didactic methods, school and institutional aptitudes, collaborative work, consideration of new digital developments, aptitudes towards lifelong learning, measurement for learning outcomes, and many more that I'll be very happy to hear from the unions and the teachers themselves. From this framework, we can develop national comprehensive systems of competencies that describe what our teachers need to know or what our teachers should be able to do to perform adequately in our schools and in our classrooms. By so doing, we can develop our national matrix for learning outcomes. In this case, we will orient teacher education curricula towards development and assessment for our new teachers and for our continuing teachers.
Professor Jenano Pukwajman noted that great strides have been made in the direction of achieving the Millennium Development Goal as a result of the many interventions government has put in place in the education sector.
The teacher has been instrumental in our strive to achieve the objectives of the MDGs in this country. And I'm very happy to note that in education, we have made great progress. And gratitude is extended to everybody. Great efforts have gone into the provision of educational infrastructure, provision of textbooks, uniforms for school children, and the school feeding program. Apart from these, interventions have been put in place to encourage teacher education and professional development. In all of these, we have anticipated quality education delivery with the teacher at the pivotal center. Ghana demands better results from these investments, and we all know that we can deliver. And in this march, so much is also expected of the teacher.
Minister of Education, Professor Jenano Pukwajman.